and CBS. Time to get back to the Wake Up Crew here at 7:10. We'll have updates at the top of every hour all day long. Now, here are Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, welcome back in as we roll into the second hour here of the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by Toots Good Food and Fun. And here on this Monday, don't forget you can get those jumbo buffalo wings for just 50 cents over at Toots. Plus, if you're thinking, you know what, don't want to deal with the bone-in, how about the boneless buffalo fingers with fries just $4.99 over at Toots today. It's $7.50 after lunch for those boneless buffalo chicken. That's the whole platter there, so you'll have a big meal with that. They're at Broad at Medical Center Parkway. They're on South Church Street, both in Murfreesboro. In Smyrna on Sam Ridley Parkway. And gosh, we're just a matter of days away from the opening of Toots West on Highway 96 at Rucker Lane. We're talking about Toots.
Good food and fun.
Time for our real fact of the day.
It's real.
It seems like we're gone a long time between 7 o'clock, doesn't it? It's a long break. just saying.
That's not, well, there's not a break. Mm. There's lots of news and information during
that time.
Well, I
mean, that's a break for us.
Hmm. The real fact of the day, a flea can jump continually without stopping. Do you know how long it can jump without stopping?
Continually.
But, I mean, at some point it has to stop before it continues
to
on.
To infinity and back. Well, I don't know.
A flea can jump 30,000 times without stopping.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
30,000. Yeah. So it's always hopping.
Never surprised me with these real facts.
Kind of like me in the studio, I guess, huh?
And he just knows those off the top of his head.
Here's what I know now. Let's take a look at the weather.
Good morning, guys. We are going to see a wet day today with off and on showers and thunderstorms, especially during the morning hours with a high of 85. Southwest winds are going to be at 10 to 15. Tonight, storms are going to be possible once again, but I think most areas are going to stay dry, low of 67. As we go throughout Tuesday, a warmer day, chance of a thunderstorm, a high of 88. Dry for Tuesday night, 67 under a mostly cloudy sky. By the time we get to Wednesday, we're going to have another chance of a thunderstorm across the area, high temperature of 88. Right now, 72.
This is Freedom Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. At my bank, you're known by your name. Come by today, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, and experience the difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC.
Good morning. Watching traffic increase quite a bit out here now on 24 westbound. Here we go. Up by Bell Road through the Hickory Hollow area towards Nashville. The rain out here this morning definitely allow yourself extra travel time. It's picked up quite a bit now already. On to Sam Ridley there. Coming off 41 there out of Smyrna headed towards the Interstate 24. If you've ever written a book, learn how to get it published. Call Page Publishing today at 1-800-603-0885. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Lisa Halliburton with Bell Jewelers. Make it your own with fingerprint jewelry and personal signature engraving. Only at Bell Jewelers. Come visit us at 821 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
About 13 minutes after 7 now, and got up to date on the latest traffic and weather. We'll have another update here in just a few, but Dalton's got a special segment here for us this morning.
I do. I was looking through Twitter, and there was a hashtag that was going around. Hashtag lies your parents told you. So I figured it could be fun to share some of those, and maybe you can, father, you can tell some of the lies that you told me as a child.
Father?
You know.
I'm your father.
Uh-huh.
Luke, I am your father.
No, I mean, that was one. I'm your father. Oh, you
wow.
were adopted. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Let's just start it off. Yeah, let's just go.
He wishes. All right. Number one, don't swallow your gum or it'll be stuck in your body for 7 years.
That's true.
My grandma used to tell me that.
But it's not true.
Lays down in your stomach forever.
Mm-hmm. It's just a way to get you to not tell or not swallow your gum.
So how long does it stay in your system?
It's just like anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't believe it.
You get rid of it.
Yeah. This is one of my favorites right here. This is a little longer one. When I was 6, my mom told me that it was illegal to feed squirrels. She just didn't want me to go near the squirrels so I wouldn't get sick or something. So, when I became qualified as a lawyer, I tried to find the statute against feeding squirrels, and there wasn't one. I'd been warning people for years that they'd go to prison for feeding squirrels.
Hmm. Probably should have looked that up a little earlier in his life.
I could see some truth to that.
I just think it's funny that he became a lawyer. And yeah, this is one that I was told. My parents made us think that it was illegal to turn on the lights inside the car while driving. That's a lie.
Yeah, I've told that too. I've been told that.
I think that's a common one.
I don't think they were intentionally lying to you. I think they probably heard that from their parents. Don't you think?
I still think it's true.
Hmm.
He knows it's not true. He just...
You tell me that it's not, and I don't believe you.
That's a lie he would say on the air. That's not... can't be possible.
This is the most common lie I think parents tell their children. If you tell me the truth, I won't get angry. And that's the last one I've got.
Depends on what you're telling them. That's the truth.
Well, I know I've been roped into that several times. And when I told the truth, even though I was told that they wouldn't get angry, they still got angry.
I never said that I wouldn't get angry. I said it's always better to tell the truth. The wrath is much better if you tell the truth than if it's a lie. And there is truth to that. Is there not?
If they find out that you told a lie,
right.
Then the wrath is worse.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So let me ask you this question. How many times did you lie to your father?
I don't know.
I remember one
time. Well, that's a admission of guilt.
It's a long, long list.
I remember one time specifically. Me and Bobby were playing outside and Bobby left the gate open. And he asked both of us, he said, which one of you left the gate open? And I said, it wasn't me. And Bobby said, it wasn't me. She had to have been like 4. And I got in trouble for it because he thought I was the one that was lying. Bobby admitted it to me many years later that it was her.
Well, my brother and I were throwing rocks out in front of the yard one day and hit my brother 7 years older than me. And I threw a rock and cracked the window in our Ford station wagon. The back window just totally collapsed it, you know. And
oh, goodness.
So he comes over to me and says, whatever you do, buddy, don't admit it. It could have been anybody. He said it could have been a car driving by and, a rock comes off of it or something. And so I did. I said, okay. So we get out there, and my mother and father start questioning us about it, and my lips start to quiver. We're getting nervous. So I finally said, We did it. And I admitted it, but David got the whooping.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Well, no, he hated me for it for the rest of my life.
Right. I just meant it's good that you didn't get...
I've got a lot of things. We could have a brother segment. My brother also told me that the cigarette lighter in the car used to blow up the car, so don't touch it. While Dad and Mom were at the grocery store, they leave us in the car. Back then, you left the kids in the car. And there was 4 of us, and my brother would turn around and say, whatever you do, don't touch the cigarette lighter. And he would actually threaten us, like he'd put his finger up against the cigarette lighter in the car and
I'm
go,
I'm going
to
blow this car up.
Yeah. Oh, it was awful. So that's a lie your brother told you.
Yeah, okay.
That's when they had cigarette lighters in cars.
Right. Do you have any lies that your parents told you or that you told your children?
I passed them all along to you, especially the car light inside.
Oh, I thought that was against the law too, really. I did. But now they have lights in there. Why would they put them in there if they didn't want you to use them?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I still think it was...
Old school, baby.
Yeah. keep the lights off while you're driving around. Anyway, right now it's about 7:19.
I'm attorney John Day, and for more than 30 years, I've worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Since opening our law office in Murfreesboro, we've helped hundreds of people get the legal help they've needed when they've needed it the most. We have opened a new, larger office on Medical Center Parkway just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, go to johndaylegal.com or call us for a free consultation. That's johndaylegal.com. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
This is Ron Hall with Farrah Construction. Are you tired of looking at the same old kitchen? We're doing a lot of kitchen and bathroom remodels where we could come in and take out a wall, change your cabinets, give it an updated look. And now my son, Peyton Hall.
Call Farrah Construction and let our family turn your dreams into a reality.
Call us at Farrah Construction and let our family help your family.
615-893-6120. That's Farrah Construction Company.
Hi folks, Rodney French here. Just letting you know, spring is here and French's Shoes has the best selection of sandals ever. Name brands like SAS, Birkenstock, Chaco, and Clarks. Hundreds of styles and colors and ready to go. Skechers comfortable, colorful, and stylish sandals starting at $29.99. At that price, you can get one of every color. Look good and feel good with a new pair of sandals from French's while the selection is best. Come see why people say it makes good sense to shop at French's Shoes. French's Shoes
and Boots. On South Church Street, down from Beeman Automotive.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
Habitat Restore Murfreesboro and Habitat Restore Smyrna are both excited to help you with your warm weather updates.
So Habitat Restore now has a location in Smyrna and Murfreesboro.
Do you live in Smyrna? We have a Restore location there too. 413 Nissan Drive, next door to Gill's Ace Hardware.
And thank you for shopping at the Restore.
Two locations to serve Rutherford County.
Then Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
And the Blue Raiders win again.
Man, I really need to get some new MT gear.
Where are you going?
I thought I'd go to the bookstore.
Bookstore? I thought you wanted gear. Businesses always put what they're most proud of in their name.
So where do you go?
Raider Tees. They have tees, polos, hats, chairs, tents, artwork, everything blue for the true Blue Raider fan. They're just off Broad Street behind Chewy's Restaurant on Ridgely Road.
Raider Tees.
Like us on Facebook for early notice of specials and sales.
Raider Tees, bigger, better, and go blue.
Kim Dunaway is with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center. We're into summer. That means swimming, going to the beaches, picnics outside, and that means exposure to sun. Kim, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How can we reduce some of the problems of being exposed to the sun? Because that really brings on a whole lot of other pretty dangerous problems.
Absolutely. You know, some people, a lot of times the fairer that you are, or people that are, you know, redheaded or freckles, are usually a lot more sensitive to the sun than people who are darker skin. Like the more melanin you have gives you a little bit more protection from the sun. But ultimately, everybody, when you're going to be in the sun for prolonged periods of time, of course you want to use something with SPF in it. So a few years back, they kind of removed the limit. So before you could only get SPF up to 30. Now you can get SPF up to 50 or so. Don't necessarily know that that's necessarily better. Sometimes it's better to reapply the lower sunblock than it is to use the higher sunblock, you know, once a day. But for some people, that's going to be really imperative. When I used to mow the yard all the time, I would have to use sunblock because I'm prone to get heat rashes, mm-hmm. which are really annoying, and they take a really long time to go away. And so that is always one thing that you can do. Now, sometimes people have huge issues with the products that are in sunscreens and sunblocks, so they have to use a more natural version. Then there are some people that even the natural versions bother them, so they have to use different alternatives or make their own. So coconut oil can provide some protection. Vitamin A taken internally, usually as beta carotene, can also provide some protection. So sometimes you can mix several of these different things together to kind of find an option that really works for you. But that's always going to be very important. Now let's say that you do get a sunburn. What do you do? So aloe is usually always the go-to. Aloe vera gel is always great. But sometimes people have really severe sunburns that they need something even stronger. So we sell calendula, which is excellent for burns. And then we also sell something called oxygen gel. And that is the best thing that I have seen for severe sunburns. When we first started carrying this product, we just thought it was for wrinkles, and that's what it was for. And we had somebody come in with a real severe sunburn, and we had just had a training on the product, and so we recommended this particular product for them. They literally came in the next day, and their sunburn was so much better. It was unbelievable. So I'm a huge believer in that particular product for those really bad sunburns.
Okay, so what about wearing a hat and something over your arms and things of that sort so you're not exposed? Does that help any?
that definitely helps. In fact, I know years ago, one of my cousins talked about how when they used to work out in the heat, they would wear long sleeve shirts and long pants because that would promote the body to sweat. And of course, sweating is your cooling mechanism. Mm-hmm. So yes, that can be very helpful. Hats, of course, you know, sunglasses that block out, you know, UV rays, all of that are all very important.
So those are things to keep in mind, whether you're traveling or just out mowing the yard. And when you're out doing those things, you're also increasing your ability to being bit by bugs. And some of us, they really love.
They love me. I tell you, it's quite frustrating sometimes because, you know, you don't think to spray yourself down before you go to sleep. You think once you're in bed, like you're safe. But yeah. Mosquitoes find me in the house. It's very, very frustrating. But yes. So again, prevention is always good. So our bug sprays, a lot of times these days, people like to make their own bug sprays. More power to you. Cedarwood oil is great. Lemongrass oil is great. Of course, the tried and true citronella oil is good. We have some bug sprays that are already made. We also have a couple of oils combinations that you can use too. So that's always good for prevention. We've talked in the past about taking vitamin B2 or garlic or just a B complex in general to help repel it. Of course, once you already get bit, then we're trying to figure out a way to fix it, right? So Taifu oil is a little bitty bottle that we sell of some essential oils. Works really good for especially things like chigger bites, which are like a pain. Like mm-hmm. mosquito bites, most of us can kind of deal with, but it's the chiggers that are like driving us nuts, right? You know, or tick bites, you know, which can be a little bit more serious, or even spider bites. You know, in that case, we want to have like usually some charcoal on hand or some type of drawing
salve. What do you do with that?
Charcoal, you could make a paste out of it, mm-hmm. and it draws poison out. So that can be very helpful, you know, if you get bit by something like a brown recluse or something like that, which can be, you know, very problematic if you don't get the poison out.
So how do you make the paste with the charcoal?
Just a little bit of water and just rub it on there, yeah.
I had never heard that. Yep. So keep that in mind. One other thing we do this time of the year, go to the swimming pool, and that ends up with chlorine. All over us, and especially in our hair.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of times people need to change the products that they use in the summertime mm-hmm. for their hair. A lot of times they need a more moisturizing. People that have oil producing hair, if you're in the sun a lot or if you're in the pool a lot, you may need to do a more moisturizing kind of shampoo like jojoba or something like that. If you're prone to swimmer's ear or something like that, they make probiotics for the ear. So that's something that you can do as a preventative, or you can have garlic and golden seal on hand to put that in the ear if you have that issue.
And you have all of these things at Sunshine Nutrition Center.
We sure do.
And where is that located?
So here in Murfreesboro, 621 South Church Street, and in Smyrna, 901 Rock Springs Road.
So as you go out and enjoy the adventures of summer, include a trip to Sunshine Nutrition Center. Kim Dunaway is there to help you. Kim, thanks again.
Thank you.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Luxurious and yet affordable senior living at the Villages of Murfreesboro. You don't know if the Village is for you unless you try it. Three meals daily are included, along with utilities, housekeeping, social activities, and more. I'm Sue Hall. Try the Villages of Murfreesboro for at least 2 weeks, no strings attached. Enjoy luxurious senior living at affordable prices. We're on Willow Oak Trail near the Stones River Battlefield. TheVillagesOfMurfreesboro.com.
The Habitat Restore in Murfreesboro and Smyrna will take your gently used furniture.
We'll come get it. Just call 615-849-5994.
Call Habitat Restore at 615-849-5994.
And we'll pick up your gently used cabinets, furniture, and more.
615-849-5994.
We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
The Habitat Restore.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Continuing along here on a Monday morning at 7:30. Thank you for waking up here with the Wake Up Crew.
Brian, I want you to remind everybody that they can call or text in your birthdays, or maybe I'll do it. 615-893-1450. That's the number, 893-1450. We'll give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on North Walnut Street.
Another important reminder is a reminder about our good neighbor of the day today, and that's Ruth Robinson. She likes to help her neighbors, she likes to help the homeless, and she has for almost 9 decades. So she's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Checking news, traffic, and weather next, brought to you by French's.
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro.
Shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Traffic, weather, local news, it's all straight ahead here right now. First, let's check the weather.
Good morning, guys. We are going to see a wet day today with off and on showers and thunderstorms, especially during the morning hours with a high of 85. Southwest winds are going to be at 10 to 15. Tonight, storms are going to be possible once again, but I think most areas are going to stay dry, low of 67. As we go throughout Tuesday, a warmer day, chance of a thunderstorm, a high of 88. Dry for Tuesday night, 67 under a mostly cloudy sky. By the time we get to Wednesday, we're going to have another chance of a thunderstorm across the area, high temperature of 88. Right now, 72.
Good morning. Looking good out here at the moment as far as interstate accidents, delays. Now the traffic volume, however, has picked up quite a bit. 24 towards Nashville. It's on the increase out here as well as we look at 840. All that 840 traffic headed over towards Franklin, Williamson County. If you know somebody struggling right now with drugs and alcohol, get them some help. Call 855-700-2979. I'm Commander Chuck with your on time.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
One person is dead after a shooting at an apartment complex in Murfreesboro late Sunday night. Reports say officers were called to the apartments near John R. Rice Boulevard just before midnight and found one victim shot dead. Three other adults and one child were in the apartment at the time of the shooting but were not injured. Authorities did not release the name of the victim, pending the outcome of their investigation. There was another shooting in Murfreesboro, this one on Friday night. Police say a man whose identity has not been released was found lying on the ground in the 1300 block of Eagle Street, shot dead. Police trying to find the shooter. Call police if you can help. Murfreesboro fire investigators are working to find out what caused an SUV to catch fire, and that fire spread to an apartment complex on University Commons at Old Las Casas Road early Monday morning. Officials say the vehicle had been parked in the lot for at least 12 hours and was not on fire when the fire started. Firefighters say when they arrived, flames were shooting as high as the second story of the apartment building. Fire investigators say only the exterior of the building was damaged and people are being allowed back into their homes. And a woman was killed at a car wash on South Church Street Friday morning. Police say 85-year-old Alice Phillips of Christiana was attempting to pay using the automated machine while holding one foot on the brake with the door open. The car rolled forward and the door hit a pole, pinning the victim. Rutherford County Medical Services rushed her to St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. The fatal accident crash team is investigating. When news breaks, we tweet it. Just follow us at WGNS Radio or log on to Facebook.com/WGNS Radio and click the like button. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com, on the go with our mobile apps. News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
When you visit Hoover Paint Store, you'll see that many of our customers have been doing business with us for years. Why?
Because they know we have the finest quality of paint, a knowledgeable staff, and treat every customer special. Hoover Paint Store has the paint you need to make any project shine. If it's not worth painting, call Neil's Dozer Service. They'll tear it down.
I'm Tim Bowen, and I'll invite you to visit our family business, Hoover Paint Store, on the corner of Memorial and Loki, or visit us online at www.hooverpaint.com.
June is Men's Health Month, so Low T Center has two special offers in June to encourage you to take care of your health. Right now, get all of your levels checked with a comprehensive health assessment for only $49. This includes T levels, thyroid, prostate, cholesterol, and more. And if you don't sleep well, and you think you may have sleep apnea, take a home sleep test in the comfort of your own bed this month for only $49. Guys, taking care of your health should be a priority. Low T Center makes it easier. Call 615-603-3542 or go to lowtcenter.com.
Hi, this is Norman and Beth Brown.
I was at a restaurant one morning and the waitress says, there's three little kittens trapped under an air conditioning unit. I was like, oh my goodness, we're in the business. Let me call my husband.
When I received the call, I immediately dispatched the tech and we rescued the kittens.
Three little kittens, so sweet. Meow.
Yep. Everyone goes beyond the call of duty at Roscoe Brown with heating and air, water purification, insulation, and more.
Roscoe Brown.
RoscoeBrown.com.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back in as we continue here on News Radio WGNS. And indeed, it is the Wake Up Crew here. Glad you're along with us this morning. Time to catch up with Lisa Trail with Murfreesboro City Schools joining us here today. And a lot going on. I know it's summertime and you're thinking, what in the world could be going on with Murfreesboro City Schools? Right, Lisa Trail?
That is true. That is true. We are full of students in all of our buildings. ESP is going strong. They've had so many great camps this year. You walk into one of the buildings, you really don't, there's a lot of children still in school.
Yeah.
And having a great time. Our chow bus is active on the roads. We're feeding those children who aren't in school. And then, of course, we have Bob the Book Bus, which is a mobile library that follows a similar route as the chow buses do. So we are very busy over the summertime.
So the schools are actually on wheels, it seems, in terms of eating and the book bus.
Absolutely. The chow bus is amazing. We have a lot of our schools that actually are open during breakfast and lunch to feed our students because we realize there's a lot of students out there who parents have budgets that are really stretched during the summertime and they need a meal, breakfast or lunch or both. So and that goes for anyone. If you're 18 years and under, you can visit one of our feeding sites or get food off of the chow buses. It doesn't have to be a resident of Murfreesboro, nor does it have to be a Murfreesboro City School student. 18 and under, it's a USDA federal program.
And so you just show up and get in line, I guess, right?
Pretty much. We have the schedule online, so we do know where we're going every day, and they can. We hit a lot of the larger either apartment complexes or neighborhoods where we know there's an influx of children there, but you don't have to live necessarily at that housing unit to just come and grab lunch from the bus.
Lisa, I also wanted to mention the new Salem School will be opening up in this brand new school year and things on schedule, I guess, right?
Yeah, everything is going in on schedule. It's just like watching a house come together where all of a sudden you go, oh, we're not going to meet the deadline, and then we do. So there's carpet going down, linoleum, cabinets are being put up in all of the classrooms, the cafeterias pulled together. So it really is going to be a beautiful school. It has the same footprint as Overall Creek, but inside there are some subtle changes and some are not so subtle changes. If you built the same house twice, you would do a few different things. So we're really pleased with the way it is looking and the fact that we're going to be able to get in when school begins. Parking lot still has a lot to be said for it, but it's the inside's looking really good.
And so there will be a special event to, welcome the community into this brand new school on the 28th, I think,
of July. On the 28th, which is a Sunday, 2 p.m., we'll have our open house for the community. We want people to come in and see the school and see where the children will be educated because it is a community school. We're sitting right there in the neighborhoods right around Salem. It's amazing how many houses are in that area. So whether you have a child that's going to Salem or you're a grandparent or you just want to see what's going on, the 28th is the time to be there. And again, it's 2 p.m. We will do a ribbon cutting open house on that Sunday.
So that Sunday followed by the next Wednesday, the first day back on the 31st?
Yeah, we start school the way the calendar worked this year. We actually start school on July 31st, which is like unheard of, but one more day and it would have been August because people, we don't start until August. Well, the next day is August, but so we'll start on the 31st for our first day of school. And that's for everyone besides kindergartners. Of course, kindergartners phase in. So, but if you're in first through sixth grade, that's our Murfreesboro City Schools first day of school.
Wow, that's crazy stuff. Yeah. Lisa Trail joining us with Murfreesboro City Schools here on News Radio WGNS.
Keep an
following up of local news and information has never been easier. Download the WGNS News app. It's available for free from Apple App Store or Google Play. Just search WGNS News. It's your one-stop shop for local news on your mobile device. You can also listen live to your favorite programs and send us news photos and audio. Connect with our Facebook and Twitter social media channels and much more. Download the WGNS News app for free in the Apple App Store and Google Play.
Have you thought about trying CBD products but don't know where to start? Well, go see our friends over at Best Buds, Murfreesboro's premium CBD and hemp supply store. They'll answer all your questions from their CBD oils and flower to their pet products and accessories. Best Buds, 1651 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro, located behind PPG Paint and Lexpro. 10% off for military and first responders. Best Buds, Murfreesboro's premium CBD and hemp supply store.
Do you need to park some money where it will earn more? Darlene Robinson here with Heritage South Community Credit Union. For a limited time, we are offering special dividend rates to those who want to park their money with us. Visit us soon to learn how we can help grow your nest egg. Remember, at Heritage South, we help when others won't.
Two locations in Murfreesboro and one opening soon in Smyrna. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi folks, I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro. We're working hard to find you great products at the best prices. Like Justin, Tony Lama, and Chippewa boots, regular $150 to $250, French's price $99. French's always has the best selection, best prices, and best service. Family owned for generations, see why people say it makes good sense to shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Well, I would say he's very professional, of course, and very capable.
That's John Hood.
I went for years to Alita Tuma, whose practice he bought when Alita retired.
Hearing aid and audiology services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
So I've enjoyed getting to know Sean and going to see him.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster, 608 East Clark Boulevard. Hearing aid and audiology services.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Time to put the wraps here on the show today. 42 minutes after 7 o'clock. Swap and Shop straight ahead here in just a couple of moments, but not before a word from our friends over at Junior's Foodland. You know, you don't have to choose between everyday low prices and weekly specials at Junior's. No, they've got both for you there. And new savings out here to get you ready for the 4th of July. And the great thing about Junior's is with their mix and match five items in the frozen section and the meat department, you can do that for just $19.99. We're talking about meats. You can choose five meats and go with that for $19.99. Or in the frozen section or mix and match, you can do both there. Pick five for $19.99, a special always over at Junior's Foodland. And in that meat department, that's where they sell only the best USDA inspected meats. And they even have trained meat cutters there for you daily. If you like those steaks just a little thicker, they can take care of that for you over at Junior's Foodland. 323 East Main, just off the Murfreesboro Square. Check them out on Facebook, and you can see their weekly specials and their everyday low prices there in the circular that they put out each and every week on Facebook as well as in the store. Junior's Foodland, open until 8 tonight, 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday. And when you stop in, say hey to Andy Haynes and the whole family out there at Junior's. Well, another
show. Just a
hop,
skip, and a jump from WGNS Radio.
It is. It's right down the
we
street.
We could walk there.
We could also drive.
Yeah, but we could walk there, lazy.
Well, that's true. We could.
Get some exercise in. Get some donuts that we never have here at this radio station.
It's true. Who's in charge of providing donuts?
Well, for this show,
not you.
For this show, we've tried to appoint you, but you failed miserably. So I guess I'm going to have to do it. I guess I'll bring some sugar-free cookies, and I'll bring you some donuts, and I'll bring a Hardee's biscuit or something, just for myself.
I have Hardee's coupons in the car. If you,
you
want
do?
Some.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I love biscuits.
I do too.
Yeah,
nothing like a good biscuit.
Need to get off of them though.
You want to look like him.
Well, I don't want to look like him, but I mean, lose weight like him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's nothing you can do about that part. He's lost a lot of weight, but the other part remains the same.
I know what I can do to get us out of this.
Okay,
I'm fired. No, but just end the show.
Oh, there you go. That sounds like a winner. Happy Monday, everybody.
We'll be back.
Dalton, see you, buddy.
See you tomorrow.
All right.
Be back at it tomorrow morning. Woo-hoo. Here, bright and early, 6 o'clock for the Wake Up Crew start. So join us tomorrow morning for a Tuesday edition. For John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett, I'm Brian Barrett. Have a great rest of your day.